Now, news that things might be looking up for concert-goers this summer. For the first time in a decade, the average ticket price has dropped. That's according to the trade journal Polestar. As Chicago Public Radio's Katrin Einhorn reports, it's part of an industry effort to reverse falling concert attendance.
Over the past decade, ticket prices have skyrocketed. Polestar editor-in-chief Gary Bongiovanni says in 1996, the average cost to see a top touring act like Kiss or Neil Diamond was about $26.
And it has escalated in pretty much of a straight line to the point where it's now more than doubled.
Last year, the average ticket cost more than $52. And that's when the concert industry hit a wall. For whatever reason, fans stopped going to shows, and some big tours canceled, including the Lollapalooza Festival. Festival founder and former Jane's Addiction lead singer Perry Farrell says when it started, Lollapalooza was independent. But over the years, it and the concert industry changed.
Major corporations were buying up land and locations, and people would be going to this same fixed location probably through the year, maybe six or seven times, to see different concerts. And I think the experience for the concert goer began to kind of become stale.
And expensive. In addition to various surcharges tacked on to the price of a ticket, Polestar's Gary Bongiovanni says costs went up because promoters were paying so much for artists. Say two promoters wanted to book Norah Jones. They'd fight to land her by each offering more money.
Essentially, concert promoters were their own worst enemies, you know, paying inordinate amounts of money, resulting in higher ticket prices to the point where they couldn't make money. It wasn't a profitable venture.
So, according to Polestar's data, promoters have dropped ticket prices an average of 6% over the first half of this year to lure fans back. And promoters say they're booking fewer shows. But Alex Hodges, with LA-based House of Blues Concerts, says that works to everyone's advantage.
We're just trying to be a little bit smarter, and I think agents and artists are responding by saying, you know, we don't want to have failing tours.
One model that did work well last year and is being expanded this year is what's called the Destination Festival. Think Coachella, where a bunch of bands and thousands of fans converge on a destination for a weekend. Promoter Charlie Jones is with Capital Sports and Entertainment, the company that throws the Austin City Limits Music Festival.
In a time in the music industry when concert tours were canceling, event like ours, Coachella, Bonnaroo have record years. So there is obviously a model for a concert type event that was working.
Capital Sports and Entertainment is behind Lollapalooza this year, which has been reinvented as a destination festival. So instead of musicians touring from city to city, fans will come to Chicago to see more than 60 bands on five stages, ranging from the Arcade Fire to Billy Idol to an all-day fashion show.
We are having a music festival in the summer in Union Park, and I was wondering if we could put a poster up anywhere on the building, like on the outside.
Ryan Schreiber is founder and editor-in-chief of Pitchfork Media, an online music magazine based in Chicago. He was out postering with his staff the other day for their music festival. They'd forgotten scissors, so 25-year-old advertising director Chris Caskey was using his teeth. He paused now and again to make sure he didn't tape over other shows' posters.
Well, you gotta be cool, the other bands that already put them up. Just find the ones that are old.
Their festival is called Intonation, and despite the seemingly modest effort, it's been called one of the must-see festivals of the summer. It'll feature such bands as the Decemberists and Tortoise, and organizers say fans are coming from as far away as Australia. Tickets are only $15 a day. Pitchfork Media staff like to say that comes down to about 88 cents a band, less than the cost of an iTunes download. Promoter Mike Reed says festivals like Intonation send a message.
If we doubled our ticket prices, we'd still be coming in at half of what all the other festivals are doing. So it's almost this indicator to the general public that a lot of people are making money off of them.
It's unlikely, however, that tickets for mainstream shows will drop much further this year. Polestar's Gary Bongiovanni says with such touring dinosaurs as Paul McCartney and the Rolling Stones charging astronomical fees and selling out, he expects this year to be one of the best for the concert industry. For NPR News, I'm Katrin Einhorn in Chicago.